I'd like to introduce myself. Pastor Bob's already done that. I'm Rick Chavez. That's my best half sitting right there, Elaine. We've been attending COC for nearly a year, and we found it to be a loving and sharing church. And the teaching from the pulpit is what we seek. It's solid Bible, and as we call it, it's meat and potatoes. It's not sugar and soft and everything nice. It comes from the Bible. It's the Word of God. I'm a retired cop, and who was, in 1990, I was a non-believing heathen. I don't use that word with pride, but we all know what it means. It's a simple statement of fact. One day, a change of watch, and this happened several times. Change of watch is when one group of officers starting shift will go out and relieve the officers who are ending shift. I would walk out, and I would see men obviously in prayer. I didn't think anything of it, you know, one way or the other. It wasn't an issue to me. 1989, we moved out here, and one of our neighbors, Lori Graham, a sainted woman, used to invite us to church to go with her family. Well, I became what I call a two-Sunday-a-year Christian. Visitor. Easter and Christmas, we'd go to church. And then one Christmas, sitting in the end seat, and there was a candelabra right there next to me, the Lord reached out, and he told me, "Come home to me, my son." I was overwhelmed, and I went up to talk to Pastor Mothershead, who was senior pastor at the church. I was filled with emotion and could not speak. And for those of you who know me, that's pretty weird. He looked at me, understanding completely what had happened, just embraced me, and he said, "We'll take care of this. We'll take care of this." Pete Mothershead and Pete Slusher, pastors at Santa Clarita Baptist Church, mentored me. And they brought my understanding of what salvation was and what I needed. So on Valentine's Day of that year, I cried, I prayed, and I accepted the Lord. I am living proof that continued prayer works. Standing before you is a fact. Prayer works, and our Lord hears our prayers. Several years ago, Pastor Scott Artavanis at Placerita Baptist Church did a series of sermons on using God's gift of using our skills, wait a minute, of using your God-given gifts and skills to reach out in our community, to serve the community, and to spread the word of God. I got pretty well hooked by that bee, and I ended up becoming deeply involved in, of all things, the Domestic Violence Center of Santa Clarita and the Santa Clarita Pregnancy Center, not something where you'd anticipate a man being involved. My time there has been emotionally rewarding. My work there is, I'm a worker bee. Okay, my reason for sharing my testimony today is to encourage others like me to reach out. Both hands, reach out, help, support, expand your personal life experiences. You're never too old, you're never too young. You don't have to be a man in a man's support group or a woman in a woman's support group. I was in places where men don't usually go, and I was tremendously rewarded by it. People don't care what you know, and I've said this often, people don't care what you know till they know that you care. We're relocating in a couple weeks, and I would like to thank Pastor Bob for his teaching, which is so clearly directed by God and from the Bible.